Welcome to the Haverford College Athletics Podcast. My name is Warren Croxton, Assistant Sports Information Director. This podcast allows fans of Haverford College Athletics to get to know some of the great student-athletes, coaches, and administrators in the athletic department. This episode of the podcast features volleyball player Abby Keller. Keller talks about her fun summer traveling the country by bike and last year's NCAA tournament run and much, much more. Here's how the interview went.
So I'm with Abby Keller of the volleyball team. Abby, you had a really interesting summer. Talk about some of the cool things that you did over the summer.
Yeah, I did a program called Bike and Build, where me and 27 other 18, 25-year-olds biked from North Carolina to San Diego in support of affordable housing. So basically, we raised money. We raised about $168,000 as a collective to go to affordable housing, advocated for the cause along the way, and we had 14 build days where we stopped at various points and built homes with Habitat for Humanity or other similar organizations. But also there's obviously the biking component. So it was about 3,600 miles across the country. So yeah, it was really amazing. It was really hard. The best 72 days of my life, for sure.
So how did you prepare for 3,600 miles on a bike? Did you do much preparing before? What was that process like?
Yeah, well, I'd always had a bike and biked with my dad, but never more than, like, 30 miles at a time. But, so I heard about this and then just impulsively decided to sign up and then got a bike. We were required to do 500 miles of training, so I did about 550, I guess. So I just trained on the weekends at school. It's pretty impulsive.
So where did you start? Where did you stop? Where did you feel like, what was the whole trip like for you?
Yeah, so we started in North Carolina, which is cool because that's where I'm from, so it's great. We spent a really long time in North Carolina because we had 4 build days there, and we started out and our mileage was very short each day, so we were in North Carolina for a really long time, and then we went a little south and then up through the Rockies, and then back down to San Diego, so that was really close to Mexico, middle of July, so that was really hot. But yeah, we averaged about 70, 75 miles a day. At the end, we got higher in mileage because at the beginning, we were, like, kind of getting used to it. We had, I think, the hardest section. We had 4 days in the Rockies, and we averaged 85 miles a day, and it was really tough. We got up to elevations, like, 12,000 feet. So, obviously, made it really hard to breathe, but the best part of the trip was definitely the people that I was with, so it's just the greatest support system and 27 of the most amazing people I've ever known. So that they definitely made it possible for me.
What were what were the build days like? What kind of stuff did you do when you were stopping at places?
Yeah, it was kind of just, we would go and we have no idea what we're going to do, and then we get there, they tell us what to do. So just like different stages of the building house process. So some days we would do framing, so just a lot of hammering. Some days we would do the end of the process, we just paint the exterior of the house or interior. We do mudding, so just, I don't know, different. It's great because you get to learn new skills, so I feel like I could build parts of a house now, which is cool.
Where were some of your favorite places to stop? I'm sure you had some downtime in between. Were there any cool spots that you went to?
Yeah, so we actually had 4 days off, and so one of my favorite days was we were a day off in the Grand Canyon, and about like half of us hiked down and up in a day, so that was actually probably the hardest physical day of the summer. But that was my favorite. That was my favorite day of the summer. But also, I loved every day in Colorado. I want to move there. It was so beautiful. We had a day off in Memphis, so we got to go to a lot of museums, and that was fun. I definitely loved each place we went to for different reasons.
Are these places that you traveled to before, or was this all the first time for you to visit these places?
Yeah, I'm not very well traveled, so before this, I'd only been to North Carolina, so we went through 9 states and
Different states?
Yeah, and I've only been to one of them, so that was cool to see everything was new.
And what are some of the, looking back upon that entire trip, what are some of the biggest things that you take out of that trip?
I'm definitely more confident as a person in who I am and what I can I don't know what I can do. I definitely found that I just loved nature a lot more, spending every day outside, whether you're in the middle of Kansas cornfields or just in the Rocky Mountains. I just really love being outside, so I found that out myself. I don't know, I just learned being around such amazing people all the time and just getting a lot of new perspectives on being in different places just made me figure out a lot about who I want to be just as a person. So that's good.
So let's transition to your time at Haverford. Obviously that trip was fantastic, but what are some of your favorite parts about the school itself?
Definitely the community and the people that I meet. It's the reason I chose to be here and the reason I still love it. Just a really welcoming and inviting and inclusive community. I've met very few people here that I don't like, if any. It's my favorite.
When you were going through the process in high school of looking at colleges, what were some of the big things that stood out to you about the school?
That was just a beautiful campus, also just such a great location, just being really close to Philadelphia, and relatively close to home. Being with the team, they're all really nice, and the honor code kind of intrigued me. I don't know, I was very interested in that. I didn't really know that much about it. And I knew it was a good school for science, which I was interested in.
How do you balance life as a student athlete?
I'm sure the obvious answer is all about just time management. I actually find it easier to get my work done when I'm in season, just because everything is so scheduled that I don't have just long periods in the day just to procrastinate pretty much. So, yeah, and I mean, I like waking up early and getting a lift in the morning and getting that done and going to class, and yeah, it's tough, especially when you get back from a game at 11:30 on a Wednesday night and you have a lot of homework to do, but just time management.
What are some of your, is there one moment on around campus that has stood out that's not necessarily on the court, whether it's maybe getting a good grade on a test or an interaction with a teacher? Has there been one particular moment that stood out to you so far?
Yes, my favorite class has been my writing seminar, so the freshman year writing seminar. And so we would have, I think all freshmen have these, but you have writing tutorials where you'd meet in groups of two or three with the professor and talk about your essays. It's not like one specific moment, just leaving each tutorial and just feeling great that you have such one-on-one time with a professor, and always just very helpful, and feeling like I'm getting smarter and better at writing and every time I go.
Is writing something that you want to get involved with after school, like when you're done college?
I've always loved English and writing. I'm a bio major, so I'm not necessarily gonna be like that involved, but that's what I love about Haverford. It's like the way that I've always loved all subjects. So it's nice to be able to get a lot of exposure to a lot of different things while I'm here.
Transitioning to the sport of volleyball, what made you get involved in the sport when you were younger?
I just tried out for our middle school team in 7th grade, just totally on a whim, and made it. And I was like, I've never played before, so it's kind of fun. I never really played as a dancer. I never really played any sports before. So just being on a team was something I was new to and just something I learned to love so much. Just the team aspect, and I think volleyball is the ultimate team sport because you can't just have one really good player help you win. I've always loved the team dynamic component.
Being a dancer, you talked about the team aspect of volleyball. Did you have any issues moving from such an individualized thing to a team aspect? What was that transition like for you?
It was kind of hard because I was pretty shy when I was, especially when I was younger, so it was hard for me to open up and, just become a part of a team. So I definitely attribute me coming out of my shell to volleyball because, just being on a team was great. But yeah, I was also just not very athletic as a dancer, so that was also hard to transition to.
Who were some of your major influences in volleyball?
When I was in ninth grade, it was a former NC State volleyball coach was my club coach, and she was probably the meanest person I've ever had coach me. She was just, like, really, like, very harsh sometimes, but she was, of all the coaches I've ever had, I think she's believed in me the most and believed that I could be good. So, yeah, she definitely just gave me a lot of criticism, but definitely a lot better when she was coaching me.
What has been your favorite moment on the court for you?
Probably last year when we were in the NCAAs, just winning that first game was just really awesome. Making a second round, we haven't done that in a while. So it's not really one moment, but just winning that game was exciting.
Mm-hmm. Right. What are some of your plans after college?
I'd like to take a few years, maybe 1 or 2 years off from school. Maybe do some research. I'd love to move to Colorado, like I said earlier. So that's hopefully in the cards. And then probably go to grad school, some sort of master's or PhD in biology, depending on, I don't know. I see myself doing research, biology research.
So this part of the interview is some rapid-fire questions that you get to answer about yourself. So we will start with, what's your favorite movie?
Boyhood.
Favorite book?
A Thousand Splendid Suns.
What is your favorite vacation spot?
Hawaii.
You've been to Hawaii?
I've been to Hawaii.
What's that whole experience like? As someone who's never been to Hawaii.
I went last, actually my grandparents paid for it. It was like really nice. We went last Christmas. It was great. I love hiking, so we had so many amazing hikes. Every day was like, this is the best day of my life. And they're like, no, this is the best day of my life. It's so pretty. It was just so pretty all the time. Yeah.
Where is your favorite place to go hiking?
At home, I live in North Carolina, so there are a lot of great spots in the Appalachian Mountains. I love Grandfather Mountain, but also Hawaii had the best hikes I've ever been on. But, yeah.
Who was your favorite cartoon growing up?
Calvin and Hobbes. Calvin.
You're going for a bike ride, and you have your iPod with you. What is your most played song on your iTunes playlist?
Currently, just Fetty Wap, all of his songs.
Now here, these questions are a little bit more deep thinking.
Okay.
So, you are going on a hike with one of your teammates. Which teammate would it be, and why?
Probably Sarah Rennert. She's not so related. She's an English major. She also has just a lot of really great things to say, just about life. So probably her.
You're stuck on a desert island. What three things would you bring and why?
Peanut butter. I love peanut butter. My iPad, have to have my iPad at all times.
But there's no electricity.
There's no electricity? Okay, I take that back. Okay, so peanut butter, and flint, trying to build fire, survive. And then,
you can't bring a boat, so.
I can't bring a boat. Probably, like, some sort of book.
Which book is it?
I don't know. One that probably a really long one, like, it'll take me forever to read. The Iliad. That's a book, right?
Okay. You could have 3 wishes from a genie. What would they be? And now you cannot wish for more wishes, and you cannot wish for a genie to grant you more wishes.
I'd wish for $10 million. And
that's a very particular number. A lot of people just say money.
Okay. I feel like 11 I would get, like, just way too egotistical or something. I don't know. $10 million. And then for my dog to live forever. And
what kind of dog do you have?
She's a beagle.
Okay.
Yeah. And to have my own private jet so I can fly anywhere I want and travel a lot.
If you could have one superpower, what would it be and why?
To be able to fly. I think that would just be so awesome.
If you could fly to one particular place that you've never been to before, what would it be?
I'd I'd really love to go to South Africa. It's my dream destination right now.
If you could time travel, would you go to the past or the future?
Oh, man. The past. Yes, the past.
What area in the... What time of the past would you go to?
It's interesting. As a female, I would go to the 80s. If I was any person, I'd love to go to the 20s. I feel like, as a female, I would not necessarily want to go to the 20s, but...
Okay. You have a golden ticket and go to any concert that you want to, past or present. Who would the band be?
I'd love to go to a U2 concert, which is like a million people in the audience. That'd be really cool.
You're walking down the street one day and bump into the future version of yourself 10 years down the line. Where do you see yourself in 10 years?
Okay, so I'll be 30. Hopefully, I will have a successful job as a biology researcher living in Colorado, married, maybe. Nice house, but not too big. Yeah, just, I don't know, hopefully I'll
in a place where you can go for a lot of hikes,
obviously. Yeah, a lot of hikes. I'll be working at a bike shop, maybe, on the weekends. That'd be cool.
If you could describe yourself in 5 words, what would they be?
Thoughtful, adventurous, caring, emotional, and hardworking.
Now, I must tell you, you have been the quickest athlete to come up with 5 words to describe themselves out of anybody so far. Because everyone else, it takes them forever to come up with 5 words. And you had them just like
I
that.
I have so many to describe me.
So. It's almost like you had to play it now or something.
Thanks to Abby for coming onto the podcast. You can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes or Podomatic. Feel free to rate or leave comments on who we should interview next. Thanks for listening, and go Fords!